This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The game turned out to be everything we thought it would be. The Packers held off the Bears 28-21 when Keyshawn Nixon picked off Caleb Williams in the end zone to preserve the win. Nixon among the league leaders in passes defense, but the pick was his first of the season. Josh Jacobs, who scored the tie-breaking touchdown on Nixon.
I told him, I said, it's about time, man. You didn't drop about three of them, so, you know, it's good to see him. But I'm happy he did it, you know, in the most critical part of the game, you know, the game sealing pick. So, I mean, shout out to him, man, and he deserves all of that for sure.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Jordan Love tossed three touchdown passes as the Packers moved atop the NFC North with the victory. Two of Love's touchdown passes went to Christian Watson. Remember, it was Watson who suffered a major knee injury against the Bears late last season. Now his two touchdown receptions helped win it this time. He was asked what this game meant to him.
It means a lot to me for sure. Honestly, I tried not to think about it that much, but I mean, as the game was kind of getting going, it was definitely creeping in my mind a little bit. I mean, I'm just so thankful and blessed to be able to do what I do, and I'm glad that today panned out how it did for sure.
Packers hit the road to face Denver on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.